From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to hold a vote this week on an immigration bill, despite President Trump urging them to abandon efforts to pass legislation until after the midterm elections. Campaigning for the U.S. Senate race in the state of Nevada, President Trump spoke about the need to control migration across the U.S. border with Mexico.
We will have millions and millions of people pouring through our country with all of the problems that would cause with crime and schools.
President Trump has demonstrated Friday his tactical retreat on immigration policy, saying there is no strategic shift to his overall tough approach to those attempting to illegally enter the country, vowing to, in his words, end the immigration crisis once and for all. U.S. military has relocated coffins to the inter-Korean border. That story from AP's Ben Thomas.
The U.S. military says it's moved 100 wooden coffins to the joint security area at the border between North and South Korea. That's in preparation for North Korea's return of the remains of missing American soldiers from the Korean War.
North Korea agreed during the June 12th summit in Singapore between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump to return the remains to the U.S. President of Zimbabwe has escaped injury in an explosion at a campaign rally. Emerson Mnangagwa says the device exploded very near him. Around the president, at least 40 people were wounded, including one of Zimbabwe's vice presidents. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The run-up to the July 30th presidential vote has been peaceful. Mr. Mnangagwa said the blast will not affect the election in any way at all. This is VOA News. One person was killed and scores of others wounded in a blast at a political rally in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. The country's new reformist prime minister, Abiy Ahmed, said just finished a speech at the rally in the capital when a grenade exploded. Benayan Wenyete is a doctor who is part of a contingent of medical personnel who were on the scene in case something happened.
We had an emergency bed reserved, and everybody was on standby, including all the doctors, and they came from their home, actually. Some of them were also in the demonstration, and they came immediately, accompanying the patients. And we had reserved beds as well, and also everybody was alarmed.
State media estimated several dozen people were wounded in the blast. Prime Minister said the explosion was a well-orchestrated attack and that police were investigating who was responsible. Syrian forces have advanced against rebels in the province of Daraa, and this first gain since Tuesday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 18 civilians have died since the escalation in fighting, along with 13 government troops and at least 10 rebel fighters. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres to agree to prioritize humanitarian aid for Syria as well as for Yemen, where the two are in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities have arrested 14 suspected Islamic State members who were preparing for an attack on today's elections. Voters are at the polls to choose members of parliament and a president. Most observers are saying this is the most important election in modern Turkey's history. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting.
It's become the biggest challenge in years for President Tayyip Erdogan, their most successful and most polarizing leader in power for 15 years.
We want to embrace a life where secularism, freedom, and women exist. We don't want to live repressed.
Pelin Parlak didn't tell us who she'll vote for, but Erdogan and his Islamist political party are anti-abortion, anti-birth control, and have faced criticism on gender equality issues.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Divided European Union leaders holding emergency talks on migration, the issue that has been splitting them for years, now poses a fresh threat to German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who is trying to hold on to her political power. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.